Music, one of life's greatest pleasures, has tremendous power. The power to bring a tear to the eye or quiet a racing mind. Music also has the power to heal and has been used through the ages to treat depression, create energy, induce sleep, relieve chronic pain, reduce stress, and even cure diseases. And now, musician and author Michael Tyrrell has created Whole Tones, the Healing Frequency Music Projects. These frequencies were studied in the music of King David and believed to have astounding healing effects. Now you can benefit from this revitalized ancient healing music therapy simply by listening daily to this music in the comfort of your own home, car, or office. Reward yourself with the gift of healing and transformation. Don't miss this opportunity to get an absolutely free sample of this music so that you can begin benefiting right away. Just visit WholeTonesLive.com and get a free sample of these soothing, relaxing, revitalizing musical tones. Visit WholeTonesLive.com today for your free sample. That's WholeTonesLive.com. WholeTonesLive.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Naked Talk with Alex Okoji. It's all about straight talk with some of the biggest global icons, leaders, entertainers, motivational speakers, authors, life coaches, relationship experts, social advocates, and extraordinary friends. As they treat themselves, their experiences, and share their unfiltered thoughts about life and food. I believe in stripping the lies and empowering the mind through the freedom of expression. I'm unapologetic about being open, so I motivate my guests to tell it like it is and help my listeners build a presence of mind while finding their voice. So it's all about the best in authentic conversations with real people about real life experiences. So let's keep it unfiltered, unscripted, uncensored, and uncut. You're welcome to today's episode. And yes, my name is Alex Okoroji, and I'm broadcasting live from Lagos, Nigeria, the heart of Africa. And wherever you're listening from around the world, this is the one place to feel comfortable. It is the one place where we keep it real. It's all about the best in authentic conversations to empower your mind. And yes, it's all about straight talk as well. You know, I'm always very excited to come here every Talk Wednesday. Yes, I'm Friday Radio Special, but every Talk Wednesday. And first of all, this is what a fantastic way to start the month of September, where, you know, with the great lineup of guests we have for this show this month. Last week on Talk, last week on radio, yes, we did have two amazing guests, one on Talk Wednesday, Michael Kilbey, British musician, all the way from London. He was live on the show, and we had such an awesome conversation. And, you know, we talked about basically, what it feels like to rise above the waves of indigo, and of course, he did share his musical journey, his thoughts, and some of his experiences. And it was nice to have such a, you know, very unscripted show. We even had a prank caller on the show, And then he had one of his biggest fans call in all the way from Chicago, and she actually pledged. So you see, you know, a lot of amazing things happened right here at the show. And on Saturday Radio Special, we also had Australian film journalist, inspirational leader, and the founder of Rise Regardless. Yes, all the way from Sydney, Australia, and Malik is here to share, you know, as well, you know, her own experiences as well. And we talked about what it takes to rise regardless of circumstances. And it's always amazing how all of these conversations are always so different and so empowering. Now, if you're listening, wherever you're listening from around the world, first of all, welcome to today's show. And I'm very excited to have you on the show today. And I can't wait to speak with, you know, my special guest. Oh my gosh. I'm almost totally, like, I'm totally, or I don't know, like, it's crazy. But, well, first before we get into today's show, first of all, you know, let's say I'd like to give a little shout out to our friends, a catalyst and magazine. Yes, it's all about bringing, giving your hair a voice and, of course, bringing to you the hair side of life. And you can find them at www.catalystmagazine.com. And, of course, our friends at the Pinnacle Store. It's all about the best in intellectual property, some of the best content in books, music, movies, and basic mind essentials. And you can find them at www.pinnacle.com. And, of course, our friends at TKD Entertainment and Events. Well, it's all about your one-stop shop for all the best and A-class entertainment. And you can find them at www.tkdevents.com. And don't forget, we're already in September, and you need to join the SYC. The hashtag SYC, which is Share Your Closet. It's pretty much about empowering the less privileged and the widows who live in slum areas. And SYC is being hosted by Jagat Pole Foundation. And you can find Jagat Pole Foundation if you go to www.jagatpolefoundation.com. And it's been organized by TKD Entertainment and Events. And it's very important to, you know, basically give back to your community, you know, enable the community that enables you, so to speak. And, you know, I'm sure there's something in your coffee. And if you're doing very charitable or philanthropic, don't forget, to check them out at www.jagatpolefoundation.com and get involved. Well, today on the show, oh, guys, don't forget, yes, we're syndicated. You know, if you miss any of the live shows, don't forget you can catch us on all your favorite, top favorite radio platforms. You can find us on Stitcher, we're on Stitcher Radio, iTunes, and, of course, TuneIn Radio. And you can always catch the archive show right here on the radio channel, or you can go to our official website, www.alexsecurity.me, and click on radio, and you can catch up all the exciting conversations that you've missed live on the next itself. Well, let's see. Today, we're going to be talking about what it takes to be a mentor with my guest, my very special guest. And this is pretty interesting because, you know, this is someone who I personally find to be a mentor, so to speak. Well, today on TNT 27, he is good-looking, accomplished in all sorts of yummies, with lots of young people aspiring to either be like him or be associated with him. But few bonds are more influential than one than the one between an older, more experienced person and a younger one. I mean, we would know this because many of us have had a supervisor, a boss, a coach who has made a positive difference in our lives. Now, these people wore many hats. They acted as delegators, role models, cheerleaders, policy enforcers, advocates, friends, and they also explored our values, interests, and goals. And I personally do not know that many people who have a sincere desire to be involved with young people, have respect for them, is an empathetic listener who sees solutions and creates opportunities for them to soar. Now, like my guest on the show today, and I'm very, very excited, he has more successful mentors flying under his, you know, his cool wing. And I've been, you know, fortunate to have encountered him and basically picked his mind and learned a couple of things from him. And it's exciting to have my special guest on the show today. He's highly respected, totally admired, incredibly loved. The famous, American, but I will refer to him as legendary Richard Mufejane Joe. He's a Nigerian actor, media personality, and he's a lawyer, as well as many other things. Hello. Hi. Hey, Coach.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Hello, can you hear me?
Okay, cool. Yes, I can hear you.
Yes. could hear you. I mean, we put you on mute, but we put you on mute.
Okay.
First of all, welcome to the United Talk with Alex Vickers. We are very excited to have you here on the show today. And you're live.
Thank you.
Can you hear me?
It's a pleasure to be here. It's a pleasure to be here. Okay. This is my first internet radio.
Yes. Yes. And I'm sure there'll probably be many more after this. So we're kind of taking you into the future.
Thank you. I'm all old school and all.
Yeah, so we're trying to get you into the new school. We're taking you away from the old school, you know, from, you know, the mode of traditional radio into the future, which is,
yeah,
you know, internet radio. So I'm very honored, actually, to have you, just for you to take out, you know, your time, take out some time and just be live here. I'm totally very honored. And I always call you Coach, you know, for a little bit, and we'll probably talk about that on this show. But, you know, for the sake of those listening, I probably refer to you as RMD, because there are people listening from around the world, just so they know who I'm talking to. But, you know, just before we get into today's conversation, for the sake of those who are listening from all over the world, who would you say Richard Mofe-Damager is? How would you describe yourself?
Well, I usually would start by just saying I'm an actor, because that's what most people know me by, because I am either one way or the other in their bedrooms or in their rooms, as long as they have television or they watch me in movies, and, you know, so that's what they know me as an actor. And so to avoid having to explain, you know, all the time what I am, I just say I'm an actor. And as we carry on the conversation, then, you know, if the need arises for me to say I'm a lawyer or I'm a culture activist or I'm a journalist or I'm a writer, you know.
Yes.
I wear a lot of hats, and that has come in very handy in everything that I find myself doing. I'm a teacher. I actually also fancy myself as a teacher, because I love to teach. I taught Sunday school for a long while. I don't know if we can talk religion here, but I taught
yes,
Sunday school for teenagers for a long time. So I've had the very rare opportunity to encounter young people for a long period of time that has spanned the better part of 20 years. So that sort of led me to, you know, have my job cut out for me, you know, talking to young people and seeing how to better advise them. So it grew my propensity to teach, or my ambassadorial tendency. You know how you sometimes you feel that you haven't been in the audience business, sometimes you feel you have to give back to the audience. So for me, giving back is teaching and mentoring in any way possible.
Okay, let me ask you, you know, just from listening to, and yes, I do refer to you as a media personality, because you have like a total broad spectrum of, I mean, your career span, you know, totally spans across so many different mediums of, you know, communication and expression and art. So, yes, but, you know, let me ask you, you know, just before we get into, like, you know, the secret of the conversation, what do you like the most about your career? What do you like the most about, let's talk about you first of all as an actor. What do you like the most about your career as an actor?
I think it's the ability to just do something that people enjoy. I enjoy doing it, and because people also enjoy it, it gives you a kind of thrill that is different from sitting down, you know, at a desk and pushing files.
Sure.
It gives me a lot of joy to see that people will leave or stop whatever they are doing to watch my movie or to watch me on a television program. And of course, again, it gives you access to a lot of people. People see you and they think they have known you forever. So that in itself is a major plus for me.
Okay, and what if I asked you what you like the least about being an actor?
Sometimes it's the intrusion in your personal space, because believe it or not, even actors like to have their own personal space sometimes. and also you find yourself in spaces where people are a little bit awkward when they see a celebrity or when they see an actor, and they don't really know the best way to approach. So there are awkward moments when they are either outrightly rude, or they are just in your face and they won't be courteous. And then they think that it is the onus is on you to be nice, you know, that you have to be nice no matter how much of a bad day you're having, you know. So,
exactly.
But,
okay.
Yeah.
Thinking about everything that you said, and you being such an accomplished gentleman, let me ask you this. You think becoming this person that you are and achieving some of the things that you've achieved, were there people you admired who kind of had some sort of influence, you know, or impact, you know, in your success?
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. If not for people like Jimmy Sholanke, Jide Ogunbade, Uncle Olu Jacobs. I'm 54. The people I've mentioned in there are a lot older than I am. They were some of the pioneers of what I'm doing now. If not for them, I wouldn't even have the guts to tell my parents 30-something odd years ago that this is what I want to become. In terms of major influences as well, Professor Shoika is a major influence in my life, because I also love the literary work. So in discovering my African cosmos, my African literature, encountering him in books, and then encountering him as a director on stage, that had a lot of influence on me, because being a man that I've admired all my life, I wanted to work with him and see what his directorial style was. And I had a rare opportunity to work with him, and that has remained in my head for a very long time. So, yeah, I have a lot of influences. Go on.
Just before we go on with the conversation, I can see a lot of people dialed into the show. If you're listening, wherever you're listening from around the world, and you want to join this conversation, if you want to call in, it's free to join the conversation. You can contribute to this conversation. Don't forget, you can call. If you're dialed in and you want to speak, make sure you use your hand raising effect and press 1. You have to press 1 so we know that you want to communicate and we can get you into this conversation. But if you're just listening and you want, you know, you don't know the number to call is +1 215 383 3766. If you're calling from outside the U.S., make sure you add +1. If you're calling within the U.S., call as a local number. Let's see. Oh, somebody wants to. Okay. Let's see. We have a caller. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. My name is Queen Mary Apology. Hi.
Hi. Hi. Welcome to the Naked Talk, madam.
Yeah.
Hello.
I just want to tell you, I love what you're doing, and I'm one of the fans of RMD, you know. I just want to say well done. I've been your fan, and I like what you are doing. May God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, madam. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I like what you are doing. Keep it up. Okay. Thank you. Alex, why are you cracking up so hard?
Me?
I'm cracking up so hard. I'm shocked that she's actually calling in. You know who's calling in, right?
Yeah, I thought I heard an occurrence. Hello, I thought I heard something.
Yeah, because
my
name is Queen Mary Okorojie. That's my mom. She just called into the show for the first time.
I reckon. Okay, I see why now. All right.
Can you imagine? Mm-hmm. Calling me for the first time only because I have RMD on the show. Can you imagine? Thank you so much, Manna, for calling me.
Thank you.
I appreciate
thank you
it.
So much.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Courage. It's nice to know. I thought only the younger ones like what I do.
Oh, honestly, you have major fans.
Yes. Okay. I love RMD. I'm one of his fans.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay, that was very weird, actually, but that was really nice. So you see, you have like so many major fans. She's never called into any of my shows. I don't even know that she listens. And so it's mm-hmm. nice to know that, you know, you have the... You're so magnetic that you actually draw people, even those who wouldn't call in to call in. But just like, you know, just before the phone call came in, I was going to ask you this. What would you say is responsible for why you have succeeded in an industry where so many others are struggling to thrive?
You know, I don't mean to sound too religious, but, you know, I don't ascribe success to myself. Yes, I work hard like everybody else, but it all has to do with, you know, God putting, you know, the final thing into it. With God, all things mm-hmm. are possible. I like to say that first. But mm-hmm. having said that, I think that when you have some basic training in the work that you mm-hmm. do, and you are very mm-hmm. passionate about the work that you do, then success becomes a little bit more guaranteed than usual. So I'm very mm-hmm. passionate about the arts. I love acting. It is the one area of the arts that I have concentrated on and I have loved. I'm not like the most other actors who we want to direct and produce and all. I mean, a lot of people have done that once or twice, but I am my first call would be to act, and it is something that I'm passionate about. I've never stopped working on my craft. I've never stopped reading. I've never stopped going to the odd workshop here and there. Anything that will improve my skills, I will not stop, you know, to do that. I love to listen to other actors. I love to watch other actors at work. So I think it's dedication to work and knowing that, you know, it's a very competitive field out there and just making sure that you have the extra edge. Recently, I had to reinvent myself, so to speak. I had to lose a lot of weight so that I can you know, do the things that ordinarily, I wouldn't be able to do.
Okay.
So, you know, your body is your tool. So you need to keep tuning it and fine tuning it all the time. So I'm very dedicated to what I do, and I love it.
Okay. You know what? How about we take a quick commercial break? Don't go anywhere. Let's take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back.
Okay. Okay.
You're listening to The Naked Talk with Alex Okoroji. You're listening to The Naked Talk. It's so uncensored. She keeps it real. She keeps it straight. She tells it like it is, no matter who's afraid to bear.
You're listening to The Naked Talk with Alex Okoroji. Your own specially autographed copy of The Naked Experience by Alex Okoroji. From timid girl to confident woman. It will make you laugh, it will make you cry, it will make you cuss, but most of all, it will be a great resource for you and your loved ones. Log on to www.alexokoroji.net to reserve your copy and win 2 VIP tickets to the book tour and match.
Okay, Okay, we're back, and if you're just tuning in, this is The Naked Talk with Alex Okoroji. And yes, I'm broadcasting live from Lagos, Nigeria, the head of Africa. And, well, just before we went on that commercial break, I was speaking with my guest, my very special guest, Richard Mufet Amateur, RND, as he's popularly known. And, you know, we've been talking basically about his journey, his career journey as an actor, and what he considers to be the reason why, you know, he's basically still thriving in an industry that a lot of people are struggling to. And, you know, we're just getting into the conversations again today. We're definitely going to be talking about what it takes to be a mentor. And if you're just, like I said, if you want to join the conversation, you can call in. I see a lot of people tuned in. If you want to contribute something, ask questions, or secret item deal, you know, tell him something really sweet. Don't forget, make sure you use your hand raising effect, press 1, so we know that you want to contribute. And if you're looking, and if you want to, you know, call in for free, you can use the Skype button. Make sure you refresh your page and hit the Skype button, and you'll definitely be connected. Or get in the chat room. You can send in your messages or tweet at Alex Okoroji. And, yes, your messages will be read on the show. Okay, hello, RMD, hi. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hello? Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Hello, hi. Can
okay.
You hear me?
Okay. I was going to ask you, for a lot of people, there are lots of young people, you know, who everyone right now, so many ambitious people out there, you know, they want to, you're thinking of ways to be successful. You know, some of them are doing it the wrong way, some of them are doing it, you know, everyone's trying what they can. It's almost like a kitchen sink, you know, everyone's doing what they can just to be successful, so to speak. But let me ask you this, is there a magic formula for success? Do you think there is? What would you say
well,
there is?
If there is, I haven't found it. There is a magical one to it. I haven't found it. But there are people who will tell you that if you keep at something over a period of time, number of hours, and all that, you know, even the most dumb person can play the violin or the guitar. It depends on the number of hours you have a teacher, the number of hours.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you keep chipping at something, no matter how big the tree is, at some point you're going to get break point.
It will definitely give way.
So if you keep honing, if you have a craft and you keep working on the craft, and then, you know, all the other elements tying together, then success is guaranteed, as it were. But is there a short quote or a magic formula to it? I don't think so. It's a combination of a lot of things. And I'm sure we get to hear them all the time. Dedication, passion, devotion, all the songs that you can find, you know. But I wish there was some magic formula to it. I would love to have that myself.
Okay, you know what, and just thinking about this, you know, it takes me back to, I mean, one of the major reasons why I really want to have this conversation with you, I mean, let's talk about mentoring. There's not one person I really know, you know. Let me put it this way. You have helped influence the careers of so many people, including myself. Now, tell us, can you think about, I mean, do you have those proud daddy moments when you think about some of your prodigies? Or successful prodigies, because a lot of them have gone on to spread into different areas and, you know, build their careers. You have, like, are there people that come into mind that you're always proud to say, oh, you know, that person, that's somebody that I mentored, or that's someone who worked with me, or that's somebody, can you think of, are there people you can think of?
Do I think of people that I mentored, you know, is that what you're asking?
I mean, like I'm saying, there are people, a lot of people may not, not everybody's vocal in terms of how they started their careers, so to speak, or who played a major role in their life, you know. But I, for me, for example, I always say this. A lot of the things that I didn't know I could do at the time, I knew because somebody said, oh, you can do this. I know you can do this. And that person was you. That's the truth. You know, even when I started writing, I remember the first time I wanted to write a script, I told her, I have an idea for a story. And you said, oh, and I thought, oh, you know what, we can get somebody to write this. And you said, why should I get somebody to write this when you can try it? And you gave me basically a deadline. And, you know, even though I didn't know anything that much about, apart from little short stories, it was the beginning of my experimentation with writing, or so to speak, or the journey, you know, it was the beginning of my journey with writing. And that came because you said, I don't need to give this to someone. You need to go and try it, and I'm giving you 2 weeks to get it done. Even though it was just a first draft.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But, and you've done that for so many other people. And there's so many other people that I see today who work with you, whether as a peer or as what as what. But, I mean, of course, even as a mentor, sometimes we get to work with people who disappoint us. And sometimes we get to work with people who make us proud. So just for the sake of those who might be listening, who might feel motivated by this conversation that we're having, are there people that when you think of, you just go like, oh, okay, this person is someone that I'm proud to have been part of their life somewhat?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I mean,
or you just don't think about any of these people at all.
I do. I mean, I'm usually very delighted. I feel like a teacher who is getting his reward here on earth when I meet some of the people that I let me recall very quickly for you something that happened. Those are the rare moments that you live for. During the MVPA award, the African Movie Magic Award, Desmond Elliott got on stage and said I was his mentor, and those are priceless moments, you know. For me, that day, I felt that I had received the biggest award of the evening just from one of the young men who stepped on stage to say that. I mean, that gives me a lot of delight. Only this afternoon, I met, after a long time again, I met Lillian Hama, who I gave her first acting role in my film. And she had just written a book. And she also wrote the book and said, you know, I will never forget, you know, that you touched my life. You know, and then here you are again saying it on radio. So that is very major for me. I have encountered people like Alibaba, I've encountered AY. I'm happy to call him one of my sons. Teddy Babyface, Bobby, even Godon. Ironically, I look at her song today and I laugh because I remember in the early days when I was doing Made in Warri, I gave him a break, a chance. He was in a group then in Warri, you know, and they used to perform in my program Made in Warri. So for fashion, I see somebody like Moody, who never stops giving me credit for some of the things I did in his life. And so, of course, I mean, you see these people, and you're so happy. Yo is another good example. Yo, at some point in his life, just like I said to you, you can be this, you can do this, you can do that. You know, and I was in a show someday, and he was the master of ceremony, and he stood there and started telling me that you might not remember, but this is what you did, this is what you did. I'm standing on this stage today because of the things that you said to me and all that. I mean, it brought me to tears, you know. So I've had encounters like that that are really very touching. Many years ago, Saint Obi said to me, I don't know if you remember that you were the one that gave me a note to so and so person to make sure that to start my acting career. So, you know, yes, I get that. And then it reminds me how old I am. So, yeah, I get that. It's very happy.
That's why I said, you know, those proud daddy moments. And I think it's that's something that you can never, people, they can't take away. Like, you know, because even me, I remember that there's so many of them. You know, just when you mentioned Centrobe and the notes, I remember also having been given a note to go see a director in Asaba. I remember that, and that came from you. You know, so just to think about all of those, and, you know, so many things you would say, there are times that I would turn down a particular character, you know, because I'm thinking, and I remember words like, you know, there are no small actors, there are no small roles in small actors. And that was something that that was a statement that you made that, you know, resonated. Now, let me even surprise you. Let me tell you something. You know, my birth name is Alexandra Okoroji. And Alex Okoroji basically is
you know, this brand that's growing, Alex Okoroji, it's pretty much a was conceived by you. I'm sure you don't even know that. Realize this.
How do you know? Hang on, tell me, please.
Exactly. You see, that's why I didn't have this kind of conversation. Alex Okoroji actually conceived by you. Now let me tell you when. Remember the reality show that I was involved with in 2005? I'm the motor box office, where you are a coach, you're a performance coach. And
yes,
I remember
yes.
being on stage during rehearsals, and you said, "Sorry, what's your name, young lady?" And I said, "My name is Alexandra Okoroji." And you said, "Ah, Alexandra, that's too long. Like, you know what, we'll call you Alex. It's more sassy, it's more..." And that's it. And that's how Alex was born.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if you remember.
I can't remember.
I never ever really, you say, but I never really ever thought I could just be Alex. You know, I would always just be Alexandra, right? So you just said, "Oh, you know, it's really long. Let's call you something sassy, something short." And that was it. And I stuck with that. And that's how Alex was born. And then I wasn't feeling uncomfortable anymore to be Alex. Because people would go and say, Alex, that's a masculine name. That's, you don't know, typical. But I just got comfortable with that. From something that you said. And that's how Alex really, so it was actually created with your creation. I'm sure you don't even remember that.
Oh, so, my. That's so bad.
Exactly. So, you know, you're taking, there's a lot of things that you thought, and there's so many people I see, I meet, I hear, and know how, find out how fond of, you know, how fond of you they are, and how much respect they have for you. But, you know, let's talk about other things. When you come across people, do you worry about what they want from you, you know, and being someone who's successful, being an achiever? Do you worry about what they want from you or why they're around you, you know, or whether they like you for who you are or what they supposedly would get off you? I mean, there are people who are wary of having people around them. Are you one of those people who are wary of those kind of things? Do you but about it, analyze what people are, or you're just comfortable with people being around and you're always willing and open to share?
I think for me, I'm not. I'm a people's person. Right from maybe because I was an only child, mom. But I've always been like amongst people, and people have always been around me. When I was younger, they used to call me King of Boys, because you know, I'm like the life of the party, you know. So I feel it's a blessing to have people around. Yes, there are some that will come in to want to, you know, rattle you or, you know, harm you or something. But because the greater number come around are people that are hungry or thirsty for something, not necessarily for money, but, you know, for knowledge. Until date, I still hear people still call me or write to me and say, "Look, I just want to work with you. I just want you to mentor me." You know, I actually ran a mentorship program with the Faith Foundation at some point. They used to send me a mentee all the time, and then I'll mentor. You know, I will mentor the baker before, you know.
Oh, wow.
you have no idea. You know, the kind of thing that you are privileged to do at some point in your life. So I'm happy to help as much as I can. These days, there are areas where you go and all they want is just for you to dish out money because of what like you know, all the values are.
Exactly.
Values have gone out of the window right now. But over and above that, even those that I end up giving money to, I also, you know, try to learn a bit of myself. I don't know when this person started from, but I think the teacher in me wouldn't let go without saying a word or two. So
That
is the reason why I have, you know, found it important to or touched people in their lives in different ways. Talking about Desmond, there was the class I ran a teaching class, an acting class for ITPAN at the time, and I remember that at the end of the 21 days or so, I pointed at Desmond, and I pointed at another young lady, And I said, this too will go very far, you know. Flash forward some years later, I am in Pincel, and this young lady is directing me, and during the break, we're reading quips, and she says, Uncle Richard, you don't remember me, do you? And I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry, I don't. And she said, do you remember after and so workshop, acting workshop, I was your student, and you said I would go far, but... And I'm like, oh, my God, you and Desmond. And, yeah, there she was, directing me, directing her acting coach. those are moments that you live for. You just, like, treasure those moments, you know. So it's been a lovely journey so far, yeah.
Okay, you know what? How about we take a quick musical break? We'll be back. This is Leading Like You Do by Romeo Crowell, who's a guest on my show.
I've been worrying about you. You don't seem to face the truth, and it just seems to come through.
Break, I was speaking to my special guest, R&B, Richard Mofe-Damijo. He's a Nigerian actor, media personality, lawyer, public servant, and the darling of all Nigerian women. We all love him. He's our scream demigod. If you're just tuning into the show, this is still the Make It Talk with Alex Okorojee. And yes, I'm broadcasting live from Lagos, Nigeria. And wherever you're listening from around the world, if you know anyone who missed the show, don't forget, you can always come back and listen to the archived show or catch our podcast on Stitcher, TuneIn, or iTunes. Yes, just search for the Make It Talk with Alex Okorojee or go to my official website, www.alexokorojee.me, and click on radio. And, of course, you can find my syndicated radio network there. Hi, are you there? Hey, Coach.
Yeah, I'm here. Hi.
Hey,
yeah.
Coach.
Okay. Yeah, how are you? Hello, can you hear me? Yeah, okay.
Yes, I can hear you. We can, yeah, fine. Just before we talk about a number of things, but, you know, I need to ask you this, though. Is there anything, do you know anything that, is there something you can tell us about any particular experience or struggle you may have had accomplishing a goal? You know, I know even as a mentor, sometimes we also have our struggles, and sometimes we, you know, no one's perfect, and then we all try to deal with our challenges as much as we can. Is that something that you may have struggled with or something that took you long to conquer? Is that something that you can share with us that experience that might...
I would say that becoming a lawyer was quite a struggle because...
Okay.
After you finish the university arm of it, you know, you then go to the Nigerian Law School. Now the Nigerian Law School is a 1 year thing, and that's where you become that's where you undergo the real training to be a lawyer. Now it has a reputation for failing a lot of people, and because the names do get published and all that, a lot of my friends were saying to me, look, you've done the 6 years, you are a lawyer in equity now, or whatever, just stay and don't go to law school, because if you fail, it will be an embarrassment, you know. And
sure.
Not only that, for you to go to law school, you have to stop everything. Here I was making money, working, I was at the height of my career. I had just become a Glow Ambassador a year before, and this was 2004, 2005. It was such a difficult time, so I had to resign from my office. I had to stop acting. I had to stop even doing, becoming an MC, Master of Ceremony in the show. In fact, I had to stop earning money for the entire time. Now, that was a major struggle. Yeah, it was a difficult time in my life. I had to go to school. It was not enough to be brilliant. You have to have a minimum of about 75% attendance. And I wanted to just be an exemplary student because you know how it is. It's easy to pick on a celebrity. Anything you do, even if other people do it,
exactly.
The searchlight is on you, you know. So I had to just, you know, drop my head for 1 year and just be fit and proper, you know, just so that I can go through that phase in my life. And when I did, it was probably one of the longest 1 year of my life, you know.
I can't imagine.
But other than that, apart from personal tragedies and all of that, you know, just in terms of work, doing something to accomplish something, that was a difficult time because of all
that
the things I had to give up. I had to give up over 20-something, 30-something million earnings in a year to be able to do that. Now, that was a difficult time, a decision to make.
That's a major sacrifice.
So by becoming a lawyer cost me a whole lot.
But it's also, you know, I mean, you did gain something, you know, you gained something that you probably wanted. But like you see, and I think that, you know, it's important for people to hear this kind of stories because sometimes people just see the goal, they see the end part of it, but they don't see the sacrifices and, the obstacles that people have to basically overcome to achieve what they achieve. They just see the end of it. They see the beautiful part of it, but they don't see the struggle. So, you know, I'm sure a lot of people realize they just say lawyer. I mean, we should say lawyer with respect, with a lot of respect, actually, because a lot of things went down just for you to, you know, accomplish
that
and earn that.
That's right.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Do you feel like sometimes there's a conflict between and the things that we want for ourselves? Like, you know, are there like, you know,
I mean, if you ask most members of my family, extended and immediate, they will tell you, oh, go, you've been a commissioner in your state, so what next? You want to be a senator now, or you want to be a governor, you know? And meanwhile, all I've ever wanted to just be in my happy place, you know, be in a good film or be in a good TV series, you know, and that's just all I probably want to, you know, at that particular time. But, you know, I think it comes from being, having a public persona and people beginning to plan for the public persona. That, okay, I haven't done this or haven't done that. This other thing is the most logical next step, you know. So you can't avoid stuff like that. Hey, Alex, you're on radio now. You've conquered that, you know. Don't you think you should take the next thought to TV, to television, you know, after television, you know, go ahead and have your own TV station or something, you know. So it comes from sometimes from caring about you, wanting to see you grow and get bigger than where you are, you know. So, yeah, it's all good. It comes with a package or with a territory.
It's very true. And what you just said, yeah, just reminds me of a conversation I had today. Someone said to me, it's like, you know, we need to take what you're doing to TV. And I'm like, I've not even gone past radio first. So what you're saying really does, you know, make a lot of sense.
No, but I'm supportive of that. I'm supportive of that.
I know.
To take TV. Yeah.
I know you're going to say something. I mean, that's like the dream. That's like the future dream, you know, like baby steps to that. But let me ask you this. Yes, we talked about, you just mentioned something about, you know, being a public servant. And I was going to ask you that question. I know we don't know for sure if you're planning to run for any public, I don't know, Evan, should I ask you if you're planning to run for any public office? But let's just assume that
I'm not running for any public office yet. But I've been told that in politics you don't say never. You don't say never.
Exactly.
So, but just now, I don't think I'm wired like that. But you know how it is. You can be on your own tomorrow, and you know,
and people tell you come and say, represent, you know, us.
Yes, you will be enlisted, so to speak. You know, and they say, don't worry, we think you will do well as this. You know, we will take the trouble and make sure you get there. You know, I never planned to be a commissioner in the first place, so things can happen so fast sometimes that you have no control. You know, but I have served for 8 years, and I know how far-reaching that can be. So if the opportunity comes again to serve in a different capacity, I'll be more than willing to do that.
Okay, so let me just ask you this. Let me just put you one, you know, let me put you somewhere. Imagine, let's just say Ivan was president for a day, or is president. What would be the first thing you would do? What would be the first thing that you would do to inspire confidence in the youth?
In the youth?
Yeah, in youth. Like, you know, what would you do that would make the youth feel like, like, what's the one thing that you know, I'm sure you probably have.
I will get one of their own. I will go out of the box completely. Out of the box completely, and I will get one of their own to superintend over affairs that concern them. I will work with a lot more. I will work with a lot more younger people, because I think that in spite of how even people like us try to read up and mix, for instance, I'm on Instagram today because I like to see how what's going on, how the younger people are thinking. I was engaging, I engaged mm-hmm. two young people yesterday, and one of them said to me, Uncle Richard, it's not because you guys didn't think of most of the things that we are doing now. You guys just didn't have the balls, you know, to do that. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I see your point, you know. because the things that younger people do today, I mean, those are not things that we could even contemplate, you know. In the last 2 days, I've been trying to change my phones and get some music into my car, you know, work some electronic things. And some young boy who's been coming from the computer village to do stuff with me. And it's interesting just you know, knowing his perspective. Just knowing his perspective. And now I discover that I am saying to myself, I wish in my university days I had worked, you know, I had spent more holidays working, you know, just like it happened. For instance, my 14-year-old child cannot wait to be for next summer because he wants to work in Popeyes or in McDonald's or somewhere just so that he can make some extra money and have a feel of what it feels like to earn money.
Experience.
You know? As a one-day president in Nigeria, I would probably do, thank God the power sector and all of that has been unbundled and all that, so that can begin to unfold gradually. But I will not keep looking for only people in the sciences to do stuff. Being a grade A student in math and physics and astrophysics and all that doesn't make you a better person than say a Don Jazzy who sits in a studio and just does share magic with everything he does. You know, or it doesn't mean that you are better than a whiz kid who shags his pants, yes, but sits in the studio and comes up with takes from the genius of Fela and with his own and puts it together. You know, the fact that somebody is a medical doctor or has made advances in computer science doesn't make him a better person than the player who steps into a field and just share magic for that 90 minutes. So I would look for people who, you know, who suit things, and because I believe that the diversification of the Nigerian economy will be the next frontier. I think that what we have to export, apart from manpower, that's human beings that go out of this country to contribute to the development of other places, I think the next area is in the arts. You know, we are so blessed. There is just so much that can be done once there is a super articulation and activation of young people and the arts. You know, there will be an explosion. I mean, look at how many TV channels today are running sports and musical videos and all of that. It is not by accident. It is as a result of the activities of young people. Yes. So governance has to stand up and recognize that outside of the NNPC, the culture ministry is not a place where you just put somebody as a salutary thing and just, you know, when you are finished budgeting the other area, then you can then say, okay, give culture some small money, you know. It's a lot, much more than that, you know. I wish they would not make it the orphan child of among other children.
and what you're saying is true, I was reading somewhere, and they're like, you know, very soon the oil wells will dry, but, you know, the wells of intellectual property, that would never dry because creativity will continue to grow and expand, and, you know, people will never run out of ideas. And that's, you know, you know, a place where we basically need to enhance and,
I mean,
you know,
Alex,
empower more,
Alex,
and more people.
Alex, you grow an entire country of rice, and it
mm-hmm.
is eating up in 1 year. You do one film, you do one film, and it is there forever. You do one record, and it is there forever. You paint a picture
from generation to generation.
It is, you know, so mm-hmm. they need to recognize. I mean, today we are here, we are talking about Da Vinci, we are talking about Picasso,
mm-hmm.
we are talking about Shakespeare.
Shakespeare,
we cannot even remember when he lived or died. We are talking about Aristotle and all of that. You know, it's amazing how we tend to look at all of that and just give it a casual glance. You know, but that is a...
Okay. Hello? Okay. Oh, my God. I think we just lost our guest. If you're just tuning in, we've been having such an awesome conversation with R&B Richard Mufe Damijo, and we've talked about so much. Oh, my God. Like, you know, you kind of don't want it to be over. And we practically, you know, have been speaking for about an hour plus. And that's what's amazing about the Naked Talk, is that the conversations are always so empowering. They're always so different. There's always something to learn, really. I'm sure a lot of people didn't realize how much he had to sacrifice to become a lawyer. I see a lot of people delve into the show. If you're just tuning in, make sure that you use your hand-raising effect and press 1. Okay, I think our guest is back on. Hello?
Yes, I am. I lost you there. I programmed myself to do 1 hour, so it was exactly 1 hour.
We're almost wrapping. We're actually almost done with the show. I mean, it's just that we've been having such an awesome conversation. We don't want to let you go. Oh, no.
Okay, let's wrap up then. Okay.
Let me just ask you a few, you know, just 2 more questions, and then, you know, we'll call it tonight. Let me ask you, are there any people whose success mystifies you? Are there people that you can think of that, you know, you're just blown by, whether creatively or whatever it is, their success mystifies? Are there people that anybody you can think of?
Are there people who want?
Yeah. Are there people whose success mystifies you, whether creatively or otherwise? Are there people you can think of that, you know, their success just totally, or, you know, you just think that's so extra special? I mean, you mentioned a couple of your mentors, like Wole Soyinka. I'm just asking, are there people that...
are there other people that...
Their success
think,
as
like
mentors. Yes.
No, I'm sorry, I don't want to bring this up. Are there people that I admire? Like are there, like, successful people I admire, or are there people that I would like to suggest to be mentors, or what do you say?
No, are there people that you admire... Right, are there people that time after time, their success, you know, you're mystified by their success? Are there people that time after time come out with successful work or product, or, you know, their brands are still, and then you're just totally blown?
Yes, I mean, I'm constantly enthralled by the shared prolificity of Professor Soyinka, the fact that he's still writing until date. It is not. I look at somebody who you can only describe in the superlative. He has been in our national consciousness since before independence.
Mm.
Over 50 years, he has been a constant in the Nigerian stage, you know. You can't ignore him.
Mm-hmm.
He's such a force. He has never held any serious public office, as it were. But he's like an embodiment of steadfastness, of courage, of everything that is forthright, everything that is good. For younger people here in Nigeria, I admire Two-Face a lot. He's one of those few people, few talents that have remained.
Mm-hmm.
I admire the work that Don Jazzy is doing. If he ever gets to listen to this, I hope he collaborates and works with some older people someday. I hope he
goes to meet, say, if Sonny Ade and produces an album for Sonny Ade, or produces an album for Victor Maifo, or go to Bogotá and produce a Bogotá album or something. I hope he does that someday. I love, for the younger talent, I love Wizkid. I love Orisha Femi. In banking, I love what the guys who started GTV they did. Fala Adeola is a man that I admire. I admire Patrick Tommy. I admire Dangote for the amount of people that he has employed. And then over and above all, Dr. Mike Adenuga, one of Glow, an amazing man. And I don't know how anybody can hold a mega corporation like that, you know, and just manage it. And and I think that for most of the people that he has, you know, used as models or ambassadors for his brand, you know, sometimes I can't help feeling that he just looks around and decides to bless people, not because the brand needs us who are lucky to be there, but because we have somebody whose depth of philanthropy knows no end. I admire our present president, Buhari, for his steadfastness. It is not easy to have somebody that has a single reputation, you know, in a country that is riddled by corruption and everything. It is not easy to single somebody out and say, this man has this kind of reputation. No matter what he did when he was a military ruler, today you look at him and a lot of the things that are beginning to look right, even as a civilian president, some of the things that are beginning to happen are synonymous with what happened in those days when he was military head of state. We need people that we can point out to. I adore the very ground that Salah Nicolas Kukuti used to walk on. I used to admire his elder brother as well, Professor Liko Iranzo Kuti. There are teachers all over the world. I love Reverend Sam Adeyemi for the work he's doing in Daystar. There are so many people that, you know, over and over, they just keep reinventing themselves, and every day you see something new from them. On the foreign side, I love Denzel Washington for his on-screen and off-screen presence. I love the work the young man is doing, Will Smith. You know, I love Tyler Perry for the grounds that he has broken in cinema and making it easy for other people to want to copy and do what it is. I love Oprah Winfrey for her breakthrough as well. You know, I mean, these are people that have not stopped. You know, so, and I love her for pushing the envelope, for looking for better ways to prove that, you know, the can-do spirit, you know, and that way inspiring other girls. I mean, I just hope that you come to terrestrial radio and television someday soon and reach a lot more people.
Yes.
It's just been an amazing time talking to you. And I hope that somebody out there today, you know, get something out of all of this.
And I'm sure they will. There's so much. You shared so much wisdom with us, you know, just telling us, you know, sharing your journey and your thoughts and your experiences. And that's, I can, you know, I feel blessed already, just a lot of the information that I've gotten from you. And I'm definitely sure that people who are listening and those who will still get to listen to, you know, the archive show are definitely going to be blessed by the conversation you and I have had. But just one last question just before we get you off the show. I know that people still dialed in. Guys, if you want to say something, you might want to say something before he goes. Make sure you press 1 so I know you want to speak. Let me ask you, I know that people think you have everything. What is it that you don't have?
Well, you know, they say you don't use the mouth to confess, you know, the medicine.
Exactly.
I don't think I lack. I don't think I lack anything, but of course I like a bit of everything that I have more. I like a lot more wisdom. I like a lot more grace. than I have now. I'd like to have a lot more money so that I can bless a lot more people and do some of the things that I want to do for people who are indigent. My wife runs a charity thing that has to do with young children. I wish I can support her with a lot more money so I can reach a lot more kids. If we can reach like 3,000 kids every year, that would be like awesome. And more. So I just hope that, you know, at some point one will be able to kick back and say, you know, looking back, that I did a lot more and than what I had thought I could do. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us on today's show. I'm so honored.
Thank you, Alex.
It was really nice talking to you. See how much time, you know, see how time flies, you know, just talking to you.
I know. It's been like 1 hour, 11 minutes. Thank you very much, Alex. It was a pleasure.
Thank you. Okay, guys, if you're just tuning in, that was, you know, my special guest on the show, RMD, Richard Mofedam and Joe. And don't forget, you can follow him on Instagram. He's on Instagram at Mofedam and Joe. So get on Instagram right now and, you know, start following him and connect with him. He's always open to, you know, connecting with more people, especially young people. And, you know, it was just an awesome conversation, getting to learn, you know, his journey so far, you know, what's been happening, his thoughts about inspiring, mentoring young people. And, you know, he's been an inspiration to so many people, including myself. Trust me, and the story is, you know, endless. But it's been a fantastic Talk Wednesday, and I've been so excited. I'm looking forward to Friday Radio Special with my guest, Indian social advocate. She's actually a men's rights activist and a research analyst at Confidence. She's also a writer, Yoti Tiwari, and we're going to be talking about, you know, the role of women in misandry. And, you know, I can't wait to have Yoti on the show and, you know, talk about what's happening in India and, you know, the role that women play in just promoting the views of men. And that would be such an interesting show. I'm looking forward to that. Well, guys, if you've had so much, don't forget, yes, you can please. You know, I just launched my Patreon page. And, I mean, hey, I love empowering you guys. And if you love what I do, don't forget you can support, be a partner, support, be a VIP star. I'd love for you to be my star. You can go to my Patreon page. It's www.patreon.com/AlexOkorji. And, yes, you can subscribe and be, hey, guys, as little as $2. Anyway, guys, so it's been awesome having you on the Naked Talk with Alex Okorji. And I'm looking forward to Friday Radio Special with my guests. And, oh, my God, the lineup of guests I have for this month in September from all over the world. Awesome conversations. Definitely going to be empowered. Today was awesome talking to one of my biggest mentors, you know, R&D. From the moment I started, you know, my career as an actor in the Nigerian entertainment industry, Nigerian media industry, he was like my coach. And, you know, I worked with him and I've learned so much from working with him. And even just, you know, looking at how he's done, you know, things and how he empowers other people like me. So it's been pretty interesting having him here for over an hour just chatting and having, and I didn't want him to leave, but, you know, it has to come to an end. At some point, we have to end the show. So till I come back again, same time on Friday. Yes, same time, 9 p.m. GMT on Friday. Check your local time zone. As always, remember that expression is a sign of strength, not weakness. You know, feel free to be who you really are. You don't have to apologize for being who you really are. It's all about real, authentic conversations to empower our minds, and it's been such an amazing Wednesday. We had such a great show. Anybody, if you know anyone who missed, don't forget you can check us out, listen back. If you missed, you know, if you came in late to the show, you can listen back to the show. You know, click on the link again and listen to the archived show, or of course listen to our podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, and TuneIn. And don't forget to share. Make sure you like, share, leave a review, drop a comment. And tell somebody you know who needs this. It's important to sometimes have these conversations. I always say that, you know, if we talk more, maybe we would not be as ignorant as we talk about more meaningful, deep conversations, and we would not be as ignorant as we are about a lot of things. So till we come back, same time, on Friday. No, I love you.
It's some scriptures out. It's some filters out. It's some thoughts. Damn and censor. It's some scriptures out. It's some filters out. It's some thoughts. Damn and censor. It's some scriptures.
You're listening to The Naked Talk with Alex Okorochi.